Welcome back. Did you find a snake, a lizard, a fish, a frog, and a crayfish? There are also green ferns and a strand of ivy and lots of shells. How do you think the potter made them look so real? I'll give you a clue. The frog is the same size as a real frog, and the snake is the same size as a real snake. Yes, they were modelled on real animals. Dead ones. Good luck trying to keep a frog still while you take an impression in wet clay. This basin was designed for grand dinners. It might have been filled with water so guests could wash their hands at the table. Or it could have been an ornament, something to look at and talk about while eating. What do you think it would feel like to touch the basin? In a moment, you can pause the recording and take your fingers on an imaginary journey around the basin. What's your favourite place to stop? Write down your favourite place or draw a quick picture of it, but keep it a secret from everyone else. Then take turns to give them clues about how it feels and see if they can guess what you chose. For example, if I say, "It feels smooth under my fingers, but it doesn't stay still for long." Can you guess which animal I chose? Now, pause the recording and try it for yourself.